This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Deep in New Hampshire's state archives, a document of historical significance was recently discovered, many thought had been lost forever. The large framed document, or broadside as it is known, is a commemoration of the centennial of the United States. It's dated July 4, 1876. It's signed by President Ulysses S. Grant, the Supreme Court justices, and all members of the U.S. House and Senate at the time. The document is set to be unveiled at a ceremony in Representatives Hall at the State House later this morning. Brian Burford is the state archivist, and he joins us now to talk about this discovery. Brian, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Brian, this is a really interesting historical finding. How was it discovered?
The State Archives is actually in the process of renovating our shelves, in the process of removing about 30,000 cubic feet of state records. One of the workers found that there was a large case, a large wooden case that was sort of tucked in behind the shelves and behind the boxes that we hadn't noticed before.
Has it just been there for several years? People just hadn't paid attention to it?
I believe that's the case. I know I have worked in that building for almost 20 years now, and I've never noticed it before this.
Now, this is something called a broadside. It's a very large document. How big is this?
Well, I would guess it's probably 4 feet by 5 feet. It's very large. And it's got a nice frame on it, too.
What can you tell us about the history of the document?
The document seems to have been intended to commemorate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And it seems to have been the idea of a General James D. McBride of Ohio. The interesting thing is that he appears to have sold a few copies of this. And then he's produced other documents of which he's sold souvenir copies as well at later times in his life.
Now, how did this copy end up in the Granite State?
In 1885, August of 1885, just a few weeks after General Grant, President Grant, died, one of the representatives in the New Hampshire House of Representatives presented this artifact to the House of Representatives. His name was Stilson Hutchins. He was a newspaper man of a fair amount of fame.
He was the founder of the Washington Post.
He was the founder of the Washington Post. Yeah. He was also a partial owner of the Manchester Union, a predecessor to the Union Leader. Mm-hmm. So he was heavily involved with newspapers and reporting. And I think that he also had made a fair amount of money in the business. So some of his money, I think, was invested in purchasing these rare documents. And perhaps it was the death of Ulysses Grant that caused him in a moment of great patriotism to say that he wanted to donate it to the New Hampshire legislature.
Now, it had been on display in a wall outside Representatives Hall, but was relocated. It sounds like people just simply lost track of it somewhere along the way. Well, how does that happen?
You have to understand that there are a lot of different documents, paintings, artifacts, and so on.
How many pieces are in the archive, New Hampshire's archive?
Well, we have 12 million documents, we estimate. 12
million
documents. And artifacts are unnumbered. Much of it is stored there by other state agencies that own some of these other artifacts that they've had from their history and so on.
But with the sheer number, you can see why some of these things just you're
exactly.
Not sure you have. Now, what other? Well, I mean, there must be so many interesting finds that you've had over the years.
Oh, there are a great many interesting things that are contained in the archives that have either been discovered there or have been brought in, been purchased or deposited in the state.
Brian Burford is the state archivist. He joined us to talk about an interesting framed document known as a broadside that's been recently rediscovered here in the Granite State. Brian, thanks so much for the time.
Well, thank you for having me.